she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I save my pennies and I
good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
The newly engaged Waddle.
Hello.
Welcome back from England, Waddle.
Thank you.
Did you bring in a British accent with you?
No, but Tammy did.
Tammy sure did. She walked in this morning going, hello, did you bring some fish and chips today? Will you do the whole show in that accent, please?
Sybil, will you really? will you do an accent? Do an English accent, Sybil.
Hello,
she
everybody.
Just did.
Oh, that was it?
Everybody,
I'm sorry.
Everybody.
Hello, puppet.
Everybody. Cheerio. I'm going to talk cars today. Oh, goodness.
That's not bad.
Do we have to say bonnet?
Yes.
If you're talking about the car, you do.
The bonnet?
The hood.
The hood.
Oh, and the boot.
Or the trunk. The boot.
If you want to call us, 877-881-1053 is the number. You can also fan text us 43733. And you can call Autoflex. And David, what are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. And if you just want to do it on the computer or your handheld, go to autoflex.com.
That's right. So today we're going to get into the biggest influences. When you're getting yourself a new car, what is it that influences you the most? And people have different reasons.
They do, but you know, it was interesting to me because this is some independent research done by the Moritz Research Organization, and they do a customer study every year. And this year, they determined that over 20% of the people that shop for a car bought it because of the salesman they dealt with.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People typically buy from people they like.
Yeah.
And that was really the bottom line of the survey was people buy from people. Even though you like a certain product, and certainly if the person that's at the product is not someone you like, you may go to a different location. But people buy from people.
See, I figured this would be something like what influences maybe the price or if they want certain features or safety.
Well, I believe they already narrow down their search by cost, you know, and don't visit the Bentley dealership if they're looking for a $250 a month payment.
Right.
So I think overall the basic population is intelligent enough to figure out where they need to shop. Then they figure out what they want. But the salesman has all of the knowledge, right? You can do all the research you want to online, but that's 2D, you know. That's not the real experience. And when you get the first... the feedback from the person who's selling these, the people who drive them all the time. And then if you like the person that's telling you all this, I feel like there's a trust.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you get the information from somebody that you trust, that's probably who you're going to buy from.
Well, and that's the other thing. People buy from people they trust.
Right.
If they don't trust the person, they won't buy from
them. Forget it. Doesn't matter what the price is.
Then they go somewhere else and they find someone they can trust.
Yeah, especially with a big major purchase like an automobile.
Oh, exactly.
Sure. That's the second biggest thing people buy.
After your house.
Car. And for a lot of people who never buy a house, that's it.
When you don't consider children a purchase.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard they do cost a lot of money, though.
They cost more than anything.
Free to get them.
Anyway, over 20% said the salesman was the reason. The second largest reason was family and friends' word of mouth about the product.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, your dad tells you, or your brother tells you, or your next door neighbor tells you. Number two reason. Number three reason, websites, like Autoflex.com. And it's according on the websites, there's a big swing in that as to how much information is actually there that's usable. Because if it's just sort of a website that has pictures of cars on it, it doesn't have near the influence as it does if it's a website that has information about the vehicle, information about the process, information about the company. Again, back to Autoflex.com, you can learn all about leasing. You can certainly see all our cars there, but you can also apply for a car online. You can get a Black Book appraisal on your car. You can schedule a test drive online, tell us how many cars you want to drive all in one place, and do all of that online. So the more interactive a website is, the higher it rates as far as an influencer.
That's true. I think most people do a lot of online research before they go out shopping just to save themselves some time.
Right.
You're exactly right. In fact, over 70% of the people that get a car have already been online looking at different things. But what this study shows is that people do that, but it's not a big influence as to where they actually do business. It's more of just a search. It's like going, it's like, you know, using a search engine.
Right. I think it narrows down their budget and they'll look at the quality and the reports on the car, and then they'll still go out and look at a multitude of brands. And then when they find that salesperson that builds the confidence in the company and the brand, and you like them, I think you're done. That's the way I roll.
The thing that sort of amazed me also was the lack of influence from specific websites. They mentioned Facebook and Twitter. They have almost no impact on where someone does business. And if you're in the industry, you're being besieged constantly by advertising companies telling you how great it is to advertise on Facebook and Twitter.
Does anybody actually look at those ads?
I don't. Well, I mean, when we talked about GM pulling $10 million worth of advertising off Facebook a couple weeks ago, I was saying how on Microsoft Word, the version that I have has little ads on the sidebar. Never look at them. Never.
I know, I don't either.
But block it out.
If you're using your phone, it's too tiny.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even what you see. You just look at your news feed and you don't see the rest of it. And I think so many people are Facebooking with these smaller
devices.
They're not looking at those ads.
Well, and the other thing is I find them intrusive. I do. And if I'm going to a search engine, I will not go to, no offense to anybody, but I won't use MSN's Bing search engine because all it does is take you to one page after another where they've got ad placement rather than answer the question. So there's a couple of search engines, Google and Yahoo.
Kind of feel like a Bill Clinton situation there. Yeah. Could you just give me the answer?
Yes, please. Define is. Anyway, yeah, I want to go somewhere and cut through all the bull and find out what I need to know.
Yep.
So, and that may be why so little influence is carried by like the Facebook and the Twitter. So anyway, the salesman is the main reason that people do business with a company. And I think that makes sense.
It's your front man.
I think it does too. Even just in a retail store, if you go into a clothing store or something, if you have somebody who's got a great personality and they're really bending over backwards to help you out, it makes you want to buy something from them.
That magnetism draws you further in rather than rushes you out. I went into one store where they never spoke to me.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was a little teeny bebop looking store, but I was there to buy a gift.
Right.
They wouldn't acknowledge me.
Yeah.
I thought that was so rude. I walked in. I thought, I'll never spend a dime here.
One of the Dallas Cowboys walked onto a luxury car showroom and was not waited on. Do you remember that?
Yep.
That was a big deal.
It was Gerald Sensabaugh.
Yeah, and he was mad. He walked in. It was a very fine car dealership. Nobody walked up and talked to him.
I guess they just saw his physical appearance and thought maybe he couldn't afford it, so they didn't give him the time of day.
I think they made a big mistake.
Absolutely.
He can afford.
Well, you know what? We've sold plenty of cars this same way because of, you know, just different kind of service. I had a client call from California who found a car on our website. He's in San Francisco. I said, why are you, you know, he said, well, first of all, you have it. He said, I went to my local dealership. They wanted a $5,000 deposit before they would even look for this pre-owned car for me. And so I got online and started searching myself and found this car. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And he said, well, what can you tell me about the car? Well, the car was several years old. So what I suggested was that we hire this third-party inspector. So what I can tell you about the car is how it looks. Can I tell you anything mechanically about the car? No, I'm not a mechanic. But I suggested that we hire a third-party inspector. And they checked out the vehicle, looked over everything. They could tell him the few things that the car did need, you know, things that we couldn't even tell, you know, these hinges are going to be worn out soon, whatever. And he was fine with it and still bought the vehicle. We shipped it to him in California. So he said, I'll be calling you again.
Good.
For the vehicle, even though we're thousands of miles away.
Right. But so, he had a good experience. So he wants to come back.
But he had a negative experience first. And that's what drove him to the web. And then found us.
I wonder what our listeners' experience has been in getting a car. If anyone has an exceptionally good experience about getting a car, or if anyone has an exceptionally horrible experience about getting a car, they could fan text in. 4-3-7-3-3, or give us a call at 881. What did I say?
877-881-1053.
There you go. They could call in and tell us a little bit about it. I wonder also if the experience of getting a car in general has changed, because this survey has changed a great deal in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, the salesman certainly wasn't the largest influence of the deal, and now they are. So I wonder if the experience of getting a car has changed over the last 5 years or so.
I think a lot of it probably has with, like we mentioned, kind of research that you can do online beforehand.
Well, and nowadays people can apply for their loan online.
Mm-hmm.
They can with us. And you can do most of the deal via email and telephone.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste your time actually going in if you already know what you want. So that's a huge benefit. And if you deal with us and you don't really have much time, we can even bring a vehicle to you.
Right.
That you could test drive and then bring another one. I've done that with several clients.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think the whole thing has changed quite a bit.
Well, I would hope so, because I think it was sort of a negative experience. The traditional way of getting a car was a negative experience for most people. In fact, there was a survey done a few years ago. People would rather have gotten a root canal than gone shopping for a car.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. What I have experienced is the difference really comes down to not only the salesperson, but when you look at the company,
mm-hmm.
that not just the reliability of that car, but sometimes that dealership's business plan makes the salesman work a certain way. And that might not be your thing. That might not be the way you want to do it.
Right.
So different companies operate differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what sets AutoFlex apart.
Yes.
Is our business model is quite a bit different than your standard dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So that could probably have some effect.
I agree. 877-881-1053 is the phone number. Let's talk to Patrick in Denison and find out what his car experience was like. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. When I was in the Navy and stationed in Virginia Beach, I had wrecked my car right before we went out to sea. And we came back 2 weeks later, and I went to a place near base just trying to get a car really fast. And when I went, I looked at the car, and I did the Kelley Blue Book on it myself on their computer.
Right.
And it was around $11,000. And when I was checking on the car, I came back and the price was about $3,000 higher. They had clicked all the, basically the extras on the car to bump up the Kelley Blue Book value on the car, and tried to get me to buy it, right? And it was horrible. I called them out on it, and they tried to deny it. It was ridiculous. That was the worst car buying experience I've ever had.
Well, you know, there's a
stinks.
Right now, the Consumers Protection Bureau is very concerned with auto dealerships around military bases because of the kind of thing that you're talking about, Patrick. There's, you know, guys in the military, they don't make a ton of money. They do need transportation. A lot of times they're young, so they don't have big credit backgrounds. And there's a lot of talk in the industry, or especially from a government standpoint, that those guys are getting taken advantage of by these dealers that are based around the military bases.
They honestly, I was 21 at the time, and wanted a car as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just ready to do anything to get it. And when I went, it was, they warned us about going to bases to get vehicles.
Right. Down
and,
Wolf.
And I didn't listen. And I didn't buy the vehicle.
Obviously,
I went somewhere else, and I went online and found the vehicle about a week later. But yeah, it's really bad. Like they actually have classes where they talk to you about going to dealerships near base and buying.
Really?
That's smart.
Well, I'm glad they do. That should really help everybody.
And the other thing is, if a dealer mistreats a military member, the base can actually ban them from doing business with the dealership.
Wow.
There were quite a few dealerships that we were actually prohibited from visiting or purchasing. We could visit to, you know, obviously, but we were not allowed. Like, we have to go to our supply officer, and they have to sign it's called a chit.
Right.
That gives us permission, basically, to make those payments based on our salary now.
Oh.
I'm not in the military anymore. This was 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. But even then, they were very diligent about it.
Well, that's good, actually, to help you guys stay in check. And thank you, by the way, for your service.
Absolutely, Patrick. Yes. We appreciate you very much.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too, Patrick. All right, we got to take a quick commercial break, but if you're on hold, stay there. We'll talk to you when we get back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is our number, and you can always fan text us at 43733. And if you want to have a good experience getting your next car, we've been talking about bad experiences, but if you want to change that and have an excellent experience, you got to call AutoFlex. And David, how do people do that?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, or they come to us online at autoflex.com.
That's right. We're starting to get lots of fan texters now, but we also want to check in with Donnie. Hey, Donnie, you're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Hey, David. A friend of mine had a very bad car experience, and I'm trying to figure out how in the world that the car dealership could actually do this, okay? She started off quoting one flash for a down payment, and she went up $2,000, towards the down payment, but they were only knocking $20 each time she came up with $1,000. They were knocking $20 off her monthly payment, and I don't understand how that works.
Well, I'll tell you, it can work a number of different ways, but usually it's closer to $25 per thousand that a payment should drop on a standard financing for like 60 to 72 months. So if they were only dropping it 20, then they were just taking part of that money into profit, and they were crediting part of that money toward the car. And that's a good possibility of what was happening. So they were, as she was giving them more money, they were actually making a little more profit on the deal.
Okay, so is that common practice then?
No, it's not common practice, and it shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen in reality are two different things sometimes. So it's really important to trust who you do business with, to know they've been in business. Like, we've been in business for 30 years. That doesn't mean a lot other than we've done business for 30 years, but we don't do things like that, and that's one of the reasons we've been able to be in business for 30 years.
And if you haven't ever purchased a car, you don't know much about it, take someone with you that has some experience. Take a friend, take a relative, and let them help you,
Okay.
And then don't make any really fast decisions until what they're telling you, don't just sign unless you're really comfortable.
Well, I just thought she was knocking $1,000 off the final cost of the car, but they're only knocking $20 off her monthly payment.
Yeah, not having been involved in the transaction, it's hard to say what was really transpiring, but it doesn't sound, like it was really in her favor.
Other thing, Donnie, is we do a bit of a comparison service, and it's free. So if someone has a car deal and they want to know about it, if they'll call us, we'll talk to them and we'll get the circumstances. If we're in the office, we can actually put it in the computer and see what's going on, and we'll be glad to share that with anyone.
Okay, thank you, and you have a nice day.
You too, Donnie. Lots of people fan texting us at 43733 with their bad car experiences. One poor guy, Roger from Grand Prairie, says he had a horrible experience. He told the car dealership he didn't want to finance, but they still ran his credit. 3 months later, his battery died. The car started falling apart. Spark plugs were bad. Filter was bad. And they told him that it was just tough cookies.
The credit thing, the credit pull thing, is an interesting thing because the car dealership is in sort of a switch there. Mm-hmm. Now, because of government regulation, we are all it's mandated that we run an OFAC report on anyone that does business with us, whether they pay cash for a car or whether they buy a car on credit. And about the only way to run an OFAC report on a regular basis is to pull a credit bureau, because the credit bureaus all have OFAC reports. An OFAC report is a list of terrorists' names that the government keeps. And you have to run an OFAC report on everyone that buys a car from you. That's probably why they pulled his credit bureau.
Uh-huh.
And in most cases, it doesn't matter because you're going to be looking at financing with someone. And so they pull your credit bureau. And that way, we comply with the government requirements.
Right.
So, but it's mandatory.
Everything's changed since 9/11.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's an answer to that question. They weren't doing anything to do anything wrong to you.
Yeah, they weren't even though he was paying cash for the car, they weren't doing anything against him. All they were doing is complying with government regulations.
Right. I think they should explain that to people.
They should, yeah.
But, yes, absolutely.
You know.
We have to do that with people that buy cars from us that actually pay cash for them. We have to tell them, we have to pull your credit bureau. Well, I don't want you to. Well, no, we have to. We don't have a choice. If we can't pull your credit bureau, we can't sell you a car, even cash.
And they put your Social Security number on the title app now.
Yeah.
It's an identifier. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They're tracking everybody.
It is good if you know that going into it.
Right. Oh, yeah. You need to explain it to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a government requirement.
I think, unfortunately, though, a lot of your sales staff and maybe even some of the finance staff at dealerships aren't educated about everything. They're just told to do something, but nobody really explains why.
Mm-hmm.
And then they forget to tell the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ay, ay, ay.
kind of a silly way to do it.
Another fan texter, I got a truck online for $26,000, but when I went there, they told me I needed $3,000 down. Then when I got back, they'd already done the paperwork, included the money that was supposed to be in there, and they bumped the price up to $29,000. So they tried to pull a fast one on me.
Yeah, and that happens too. I mean, you have to be really cognizant. It's still buyer beware, no matter where you're doing business, no matter who you're doing business with. And I don't think this is limited to automobile businesses.
Right,
because
it's anything.
If you're having work done on your house and you have to have estimates from a contractor, or you're buying a swimming pool, you know, if you're going to Costco and running through the line, you're pretty well assured you're going to get the same price there.
Right.
But if you're doing business with someone that involves contracts, you need to read all the paperwork, really, really understand the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And be very clear in your expectations with who you're dealing with. Because a lot of times people don't get taken advantage of when they're very clear and very precise, and they let whoever they're doing business with know that they expect this and this,
mm-hmm.
then they don't get taken advantage of.
Yeah. And also, like you said, read the fine print and ask questions. If you don't understand, sometimes those contracts or in legal documents are written in such legalese. And
yeah.
So if you don't understand it, you can always ask.
And don't sign it if you're not comfortable. I mean, it's not mandatory that you sign the darn thing. So
right.
If you need to take a little cool off time, cool off. Yeah.
Cool off. Exactly.
Yeah. Spend some time reading.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're doing the right thing. I remember there was an attorney here in town that the first time I leased him a vehicle, I went to his office and he read every document front to back. It took forever. And he was just peppering me with question after question. Well, fortunately, I've been in the business for a long time, so I knew all the answers and I didn't have to,
right?
Wonder.
How'd you do?
Okay. I don't know if I can do it again. So I was able to answer all of his questions, and he signed the document, took that vehicle, and then I leased him 7 more vehicles after that.
Wow.
And he didn't feel compelled to read every single line. Now, of course, he glazed over it. He's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But we developed a trust. He knew that he could trust me. I wasn't going to pull the wool over his eyes. I was going to do exactly as I said I would do, exactly as he requested. And it's been a great relationship ever since.
Good.
But yeah, car after car. So it's really nice to be able to develop a relationship with a company. You trust them. You know they're going to do the right thing. And it really is kind of with an individual salesperson. We have a lot of great people at Autoflex.
Here's a great fan text, too, because this is what happens. This is what should happen. Fan texter wrote in, said that he'd won money on a game show, which is sort of cool.
That's cool.
And he was waiting on his check, so he went shopping for a car. He told the salesman he was just shopping. He wasn't ready to buy. The guy put a whole lot of pressure on him, tried to get him to buy that moment. He said, I walked out, got my money. Once I had it, went to a different place, paid cash for a car, no pressure.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
Oh, I want to know what game show he was on.
Yeah, that's sort of cool, huh?
That's really cool.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's really smart.
Another good fan text. This is how do you manage your team to make sure your customers are being treated fairly? It's just sort of a culture.
Whips and chains.
Yeah. No, it's sort of a culture. I mean, it's most of the people that we have been with us for many, many years. I mean, our average longevity is, average tenure is probably 8-9 years.
Oh, I know.
Per person. So we've managed to, in 30 years, we've managed to have a very, very good crew of people who treat people properly. And that's, if you don't, you can't stay.
Right.
So it's sort of self-enforcing.
And everybody that comes on board realizes they can have a lifetime career at Auto. I mean, I've been there since 95, mm-hmm. and we have several people that have been there longer than I have. You can't mess around and also build a book of business that'll keep you there for so long. You can't mistreat customers.
Right.
And survive. So,
and our biggest source of business is our customers, by far our biggest source.
Now, I'm not saying we haven't had some people that have come and gone quickly because they weren't up to the same level as mm-hmm. everybody else.
Customer-centric.
Yes, customer-centric.
Yeah. Good word.
mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is the number if you have a question. Now's a great time to give us a call. You can also fan text us at 43733, and if you're looking for a new car, you got to call Autoflex. David, what are those phone numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Autoflex.com if you'd like to do it online.
That's right.
And some people like to do it online.
Yeah. Autoflex, please. Oh, yeah.
Do you have online-only deals?
No. That's interesting. A fan texted in and said, you have to watch the online prices and read the fine print. Some places say price good online only. That's sneaky.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay. Also, and I'm going to put this out because I didn't know about it. There is a free OFAC search tool available where you can go in and do an OFAC search on anyone from your computer, and it's free, so I assume it's government-based. So we'll look at that rather than pulling a credit bureau. That's a much better idea mm-hmm. if we've got someone that's a cash buyer that does not want their credit bureau pulled. If it's available, we'll use it.
Uh-huh.
Aha. Okay.
So May, I guess, was a good month for car business.
It was a record month. This May, we were up 31% overall, the industry was, over last May. Now, you have to consider, last May was really the first month that the big impact of the tsunami and the meltdown and all that hit. So the Asian brands were way, way down a year ago. So now they're showing remarkable year-over-year percentages, but those percentages don't reflect real differences because they were so far down last May that this May they all look super good.
Right.
Because Toyota was up 92% over a year ago. Well,
they didn't have any cars.
Because they didn't have any cars. But there were winners and losers. And that is, and Fiat. Fiat was a huge winner. Because they weren't selling cars a year ago.
They went from zero to hero.
But, Toyota's up. Chrysler is up. Lexus is up. Infiniti's up. On the downside for May, and it's not good if you were down in May because May was a great month for the business. Mitsubishi was down. Jag was down. Cadillac is still down. They just don't have any new product. They've got basically four lines of car right now. Volvo is down, and Lincoln was down. So a lot of up. And then some of the standards
can't keep up with they can't keep up production with the number of cars that they could sell.
Well, and part of that's the supply chain issue because they're having trouble getting some of the components they need. But Ford's selling cars faster than they can build them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting on extra shifts, adding workmen, and building as many cars as they can. They say by the end of the year they'll be caught up and they'll be able to keep up with demand. But right now, they can't
build them fast
enough.
I still think some of this is a result of that earthquake and tsunami and some of those parts suppliers that still haven't ramped back up to their regular level because mm-hmm. they put a lot of people out of business that made parts for cars.
Exactly. Well, and the other weird stuff, the flood in Thailand, which caused a lot of the pigments that manufacturers use in paints not to be available.
Bizarre.
So you couldn't buy a black car or you couldn't build a black car for a while
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have the right pigments to put in the black paint that DuPont and the other manufacturers needed to make auto paint. So it's really funny how that supply chain works. You think that the car's at the top and it's like a pyramid,
right?
But it's really not. It's like a diamond. The car's at the top, and then there's a number of suppliers that supply that business, but then that it gets a lot smaller because there's only a few actual producers that sell to the suppliers. So when you hurt one of those producers, it has a huge impact.
On everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just one brand.
Makes sense when you break it down that way.
Yeah. So, by the way, the guy won the money, or gal, woman or man, won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
You called it.
Tammy was right.
So I feel like I won. Mm. I won a game show prize just because I got that right.
That's cool. I don't think I've met anybody in person who's actually won on a game show. But he said he got a new car with the money that he won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He won $250,000 in 2000.
You know, one of the other things I thought was sort of interesting, that's a lot.
Yeah.
One of the, even after taxes.
Money, right? You're smart.
One of the other things I found interesting about May is incentives, and people don't realize this maybe because they're not talking about always, they're not talking about the incentives. Average incentive was almost $2,400 mm-hmm. per car in May. That's huge.
Big rebates again.
Yeah. So the big rebates are out there. Now, they do them in different ways now, though. They have stair-step rebates mm-hmm. so that if a dealer sells X amount of cars, then from that point on, they get a discount or a greater discount on all the cars they're buying from the manufacturer. And that can amount up to $2,000 or $3,000 off on the price of the car. And those are never advertised. You never see those.
Right. And sometimes they'll have extra incentive money. You know, if you own a Chevrolet and Honda's trying to get your business, and I'm just throwing this out there, it's not necessarily accurate, but if you're in a lease for a brand that you're not interested, let's say, easy for me to say. Let's say you're buying one brand and you own a different one or you have a lease on a different one, they'll give you an extra rebate because they're stealing you away from that brand.
Called conquest money.
Conquest.
And they don't advertise that all the time. And the other thing is, if you're in the military or even retired from the military, there's also military discounts that mm-hmm. are out there. Chrysler just issued a big military discount, and it's for current and past military members, up to $500 a car.
Nice. Some manufacturers give an extra rebate if you are a member of USAA insurance, which means you or a family member were ex-military.
And the interesting thing, again, is they don't always advertise these rebates. Mm-hmm. So if you go in as a consumer, you're not going to know about them, and you may not be offered the rebate because it's not mandatory that they give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another good reason to give us a call because we do know all about the rebates. And if you're looking for – maybe you owe more in your car than it's worth, and you're looking for a way to trade the car and not have it cost you all that money, you can use that additional rebate to make up for part of what you owe extra.
Help right. keep you from coming up with cash
yes.
to buy your way out of that loan. And who better than AutoFlex to guide you to the best deals there? That's one of the wonderful things about dealing with us. Since we aren't married to one particular brand, our goal is to satisfy the customer's needs. We'll show you where the deals are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need something that'll cover $4,000 negative, we're going to show you the vehicles that'll go into that category instead of a plethora of vehicles that would still require you come up with money down.
And in case anyone wants to know what the taxes are when you win $250,000 on Millionaire, our texter writes in, wow. They paid $76,000 in federal tax and $20,000 in tax to the state of California.
Wow.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because in California, they're broke and they tax the heck out of your income as well as everything else.
So you made off with like $150,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's still a win. In my book, I'll take the
$150,000 all day long. There was an interesting story online, or a number of interesting stories online about gas prices this last week as they are dropping. But in California, it's a ton more than it is everywhere else. Well, guess why? You pay a 66-cent per gallon tax in California for gasoline.
Wow.
That's why gasoline in California is higher than it is everywhere else. I read some stories about the refineries out there did a shutdown to do the cleanup. No. They tax it at 66 cents a gallon. Mm.
That's why it's high. People want electric cars over there. They say they're doing it for the environment. They just don't want to pay that gas tax.
And they're doing it so that they can ride on the tollway with one person in their car, too.
That's right.
Well, and there's we have an interesting story about that. The taxation of non-electric cars is coming in California. California has mandated that 15% of all cars being driven in the state by 2025 are electric or zero emissions, so they could be hydrogen. But in order to do that, if you don't do that, they're going to charge you and make you pay penalties. In fact, Honda has already had to pay penalties, or you have to buy these tax credits from the state in order to keep selling cars, because the percentage of cars you're selling, enough of them aren't electric. So you have to buy these tax credits. Well, mm-hmm. guess what? If you make a manufacturer buy tax credits to sell cars, they just pass that along to us.
They just right. raise the price of all the cars.
Yeah, so it's all cool to be green in California, except now they're paying, well, they pay an extra probably 50 cents a gallon for gasoline, and to try to keep people from using gasoline, and now they're going to charge the manufacturers or make them buy tax credits in order to keep selling cars if they can't sell enough electric cars. Well, guess what? Most people don't want to spend $35,000, $40,000 for an electric car. Most people can't afford to do that.
Right. How would they ever manage 25%? I mean, if they need to
No, it's 15% by 2025.
Oh, okay. But still, how would they ever manage that, though? I mean, where does the line draw? Where's the line drawn for 15%?
Well, they just know the total number of cars.
They're not using any kind of logic or sense when they come up with these ideas.
Well, it's like what's going on right now. I mean, the government is mandating that they build all these electric cars. The manufacturers have a real problem, and there's not anybody to buy them. 0.2% of the market is EV right now, 0.2%. Well, that's not anywhere near the numbers that are going to be mandated in order to reach the EPA mandates that take place over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. So the manufacturers are really in a bind. They don't know what to do because the people aren't buying the electric cars, and the government's saying you got to build them. So it's an interesting side.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is our number, or our fan text is 43733. And you can call AutoFlex.
It's either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. But don't call unless you want a good deal.
That's right.
There you go.
And good customer service.
I hope so. Yeah.
So one of the things we love talking about on this show is distracted driving.
Texting while driving in Ohio has become the 39th state, I think, to make it illegal to text and drive at the same time. And I looked this up before the show. In Texas, it is still legal to text and drive, mm-hmm. unless you are a commercial truck driver, a bus driver, or under 18 years of age, or driving in a school zone.
Oh, I didn't know the 18 years of age one.
18 years of age, driving in a school zone, professional drivers, bus drivers. It is illegal for them to text. But in Texas, it is not illegal to text. There was actually a bill that went through the houses but did not get signed into law this last year. Another interesting thing I found is when I went online to look at the states that allow or don't allow texting, guess what the first ad is on every single page I went to?
Cell phone companies.
AT&T Mobile. I thought that was good. And I'm sure it's just because of the relative, you
right.
know, it's the same interest kind of a thing, and that's why, but I thought that was pretty funny.
I'm going to chime in on something. I think that an 18-year-old has relatively little driving experience, but exceptional texting experience.
That is true.
But I really don't understand why they've decided to just make it 18 and under. If it should be everybody or nobody.
Yeah.
I think that's stupid.
But the
with
question
a capital stupid.
Always has been, how do you enforce it?
You
have to see them in the act.
You do have to see them in the act. Or if
and
they have an accident,
know if they're 18 or not
pick up their phone
at
and check it.
That's
you know?
True.
Right. So,
but if you're driving down the road and you're a police officer and it's illegal for an 18-year-old or younger to be texting, how do you determine whether they're old enough?
You pull them over and you look.
I know, but that's
yeah.
just dumb.
No, I think you do. Anyway.
That would offend me. I don't look 18.
Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah, two more weeks.
You want to get your dad something really special?
If he's
a gearhead, you bet. Well, Silverstone Race Circuit outside London is having Ferrari race days. This is going to be, and you could get him this ticket for Father's Day, and you've got until September 15th and 16th to get him across the pond. The tickets are, and this is great because
they're relatively cheap.
Yeah, they are. $23 if you buy them early, $31 for the entire weekend. Kids 15 and younger are free. It might be a little bit of a hitch. I mean, the airfare between Dallas and London.
Right.
You know,
use your miles.
Can you put a price on the smile that Dad will have viewing all those Ferraris flying around that track?
Not when you guilt trip us like that, you can't. So what is Ferrari Racing Days?
Well, they're going to have a number of Ferraris running on the tracks on those 2 days on the Silverstone track. They're going to have a couple of Ferraris that you'll never see anywhere else, and that's going to be the FSX
and
the 599XX, which is really cool. And they're also going to try to have the most Ferraris ever gathered in one place. They're shooting for 500. The record is 490 right now.
For a parade.
So if you wanted to see a lot of really, really cool cars that drive fast, there it is, Silverstone
Mainly
Race
Ferraris.
Circuit. Yes, all Ferraris. September 15th and 16th. Get Dad something really special. And speaking of something really special, Steven Tyler has a new car. Steven Tyler now has the world's fastest convertible. It's the Hennessy Venom GT Spider. This car will go 0 to 200 in 15.9 seconds.
That is crazy.
That
hey,
is fast.
Hey, Steve, could you run to the store real quick and pick up some milk?
I'll be back in a minute.
2 minutes, yeah.
Not literally if it takes 1 minute. Much room.
American Auto must be paying fat.
Big time. He asked them to make a convertible out of the car because it's normally a coupe. In Hennessy, in their own normal way, they said, sure, no problem. So they made a top for the car, making it made it a Targa, right? But it added 30 pounds to the weight of the car. So Hennessy said, you know, we want to be true to our goal of keeping 1 horsepower per kilogram of weight. So they added to the horsepower to make it 1,244 horses under the hood in order to keep the weight to power ratio the same. 1,244 horsepower Venom GT Spider. Happy Father's Day, Steven Tyler.
Really?
Yeah.
So how much did he shell out for that car?
$1.1 million.
Dang.
Million. You have to do the pinky.
Yeah, you do. Wow. And he's got the only one like it.
Yep.
That's crazy.
One of a kind.
Phone texter, I almost got hit yesterday by a lady on her phone not paying attention.
Well, that's how it works.
And it is illegal to text in the city of Arlington.
That's right.
There are some municipalities. I know University Park, it's illegal to text now and drive. Mm-hmm. So there are some cities in the state of Texas that it's illegal. It's just not illegal for the state.
You know, on the news, somebody ran into a house in Hearst, plowed into the front of a house, and they're still investigating as to why this car lost control. And I said, just call me. I'll tell you what happened. They were texting.
Right.
They were not paying attention.
What about all the other stuff you can do on a smartphone, though? What if, I mean, like I've said before, what if I'm looking at Google Maps because I'm trying to find my destination?
It all falls under texting.
Yeah,
I guess. Or distracted.
It does fall under distracted driving, but if you get pulled over for doing that, you're not technically texting. Can you still get a citation?
Right. Putting on your makeup is distracted driving.
That's
eating,
true.
Okay.
Not as distracted as texting, though.
I'm driving to work last week. A minivan is coming up the other side of the street. There is a woman in the minivan spooning cereal into her mouth as she drives. There's the bowl at the top of the steering wheel, and she is shoveling it in.
Oh, boy.
Got a car full of kids. Car full of kids on the way to school, shoveling that in.
It's so funny. I mean, I told you guys I've eaten a salad with a fork while I was driving before.
Yeah.
But it does seem ridiculous to hear you tell the story, and when I visualize it, if I saw somebody doing it, I'd be like, what are you doing? You're driving.
The best ever is the guy that was driving on 30. Here's guy's driving on 30, going 70. He has got a newspaper laid across the steering wheel. In one hand, he has a cup of coffee. In the other hand, he has a cigarette. And he's driving with his knees, reading the newspaper.
Having his morning breakfast.
They're out there. They're out there, folks. You've got to be careful.
The only thing missing were the screaming kids around the breakfast table, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. We had the story a while back about the lady who was shaving her legs while she was driving. Remember that one?
Yes.
I know that's done a lot. Oh, we had a texter. I have a 2006 Ford F-150. Four-door short bed. He owes $7,850. It has 85,206 miles. He wants an F-250 diesel four-door loaded. What are my monthly payments? Well, since we don't have our AutoFlex computer system to calculate this here, I suggest you call our office. And you're in 254, so I don't know if it's
going to be the
972. 817 or 972-234-1234. But one of our leasing specialists would be there to get that started for you today.
But they'll be less than if you bought it.
Oh, yes.
I can guarantee that.
Well, and the other thing is he's got...
some equity in his truck.
He's got some equity in that truck.
So it depends on if you want to apply all of your equity toward the next truck, or do you want some of that cash back? By the way, that's one of the options at AutoFlex. You know, when you go to the car dealer and they have these rebates, do you know you can have that in cash?
Mm.
You know, if you would like to go ahead and finance, gosh, interest rates for good credit, low.
It's
super
crazy.
2.9%, 3.9%.
1.89 last weekend. We had one lender that had 1.89% on pre-owned
cars.
Nice.
1.89. Yeah. Now, your credit has to be stellar for that, but wouldn't you? I mean, that's cheap. So I would take the rebate and everything at that 1.89. Give me all the cash. I'll pay off some of my 14% credit cards.
Right.
Yeah.
Or send it to my mortgage that's 4 or 5%. Hey, and then just make the payments on the car.
Okay, phone texter, fan texter, right. How are you supposed to know when you can drive through a city where you can't text? Don't text and drive.
There
That's
you go.
How you,
That's
yeah,
safe,
there you go.
That's the safe way to do it.
And I love to see when cops are clacking away on their onboard computers while they're sitting in traffic. I just shake my head and yell, hypocrite? Oh, hypocrite.
No, listen,
that's what that is.
I'll tell you what, we've had the police officers actually text in and talk about how they have to keep up with all of this stuff. So, you know, I don't know what to think about that. If they're doing something to try to help and protect us.
I wonder what their rules are, because I'm sure they have some on what they should and shouldn't do.
Like maybe while it's parked or something.
Another fan. Eating nachos while driving is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that is.
Yeah. Get the cheese everywhere. And then
you've
got
crunchy and you have orange fingers and it gets
on your steering wheel. Yes. One more fan texter. What about checking out a hot woman, but then you run into somebody? Is that classified as distracted driving?
I think probably.
Yes. Yeah. I would say yes.
I'd say you're under the age of 28.
Okay, well, we got to wrap things up, but if you want to call AutoFlex, they are still open for your business at either 817 or 972-234-1234. We'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. You can also log on to the website autoflex.com. Stick around, Mike Bassick and Corey Majors. Coming up next, thanks to Waddle. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Yes, I'm stuck in love.